T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To Hurricane Hotline on the home of the U. AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM. Driven by Williamson Cadillac. For value, style, and performance, visit Miami's premier luxury dealership. Click WilliamsonCadillac.com now. Here's Don Bailey Jr. and the voice of the Hurricanes, Joe Zagacki.
Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr. We are in the college football rankings rotation now to the end of the year. We'll find out where teams are ranked, how it's going to finish up. Joining us from Stadium College Football Insider, Brett McMurphy is with us. Brett, good evening. How are you? Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, thanks, guys. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
And so the debate will begin. Who do you have in your top four or five?
I actually think the same four in my on my AP ballot will be the same four for the committee. Bama 1, Notre Dame 2, Ohio State 3. And I've got Texas A&M 4. That's the one that I think is most likely to be wrong. I think 4, 5, 6 is going to be some combination of Clemson, Texas A&M, or Florida. I think the committee, though, based on how they've done this in the past, they usually value head-to-head, and Texas A&M has the win over Florida. That puts them in front of the Gators. Clemson lost to Notre Dame. That shuffles them down the pack a little bit. So I definitely think Bama is one. I definitely think Notre Dame is two. Ohio State really doesn't have a quality win to be up at three, but they kind of, you know, they'll use the old eye test, which isn't what you see, but it's what I mean, what I think and what you think. So I think those will be the top six. And then I think what will be kind of fascinating to look at a little further down is how high has Cincinnati come in the group of five, if they have a legitimate chance to get into the top four. I don't think they do. And also Northwestern, how high will they be? Certainly they're probably going to have to win out to get in the top four. It would take a catastrophic number of different factors to happen for a one-loss Northwestern to finish in the top four.
Brett, when you go back and you look at this, you talk about Notre Dame. Do you think from an ACC perspective that people are realizing, even after the win over Clemson, how well-built this team is? Joe and I were talking the last segment. I think everybody but two or three are seniors that are starters. You know, the whole group are seniors. They've got the best defense in the conference. I haven't really heard anybody talk about that the whole season. And it's just starting to dawn on me in reality that this is a team, at least statistically and also as far as age per player, is built for a championship.
Yeah, it really does. You know, and I agree with everything you've said. The flip side of that, though, however, is what has happened in the past. And we've seen Notre Dame in the college football playoff.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point.
Stop me if you've heard this. And we know what has happened. So the good news for Notre Dame is that they've got, you know, arguably, you could say there's any doubt. I think they have the best win of the year so far. Yes. And that's beating Clemson, even without Trevor Lawrence. And so I think they are going to get rewarded with that. And number two, despite how impressive they've been thus far, other than Clemson, they haven't really – they really don't have another marquee win. But there's really nobody in the country that has two marquee wins, so you can't really hold that against them. I really think it's going to boil down to the ACC title game. Well, first they got to get past North Carolina this weekend, that's right. that's not a gimme. But if they do take care of business, it's going to come down to the ACC title game. I think the winner of that game is automatic into the playoff, whether that's Clemson or Notre Dame. If Clemson's the loser, they're out. The two-loss team is not in the playoff. If Notre Dame loses, then the Irish – you know, put it in the hands of the committee, and then they're going to be judged against other one-loss teams. And if those other one-loss teams are a Power 5 conference champion, I don't think Notre Dame will get in, because then I think the committee will say, well, Notre Dame beat Clemson without their best player, and in the rematch they couldn't beat them. And then if you compare them against a one-loss Big Ten champ, one-loss SEC champ, Pac-12, I don't know if it's an undefeated Pac-12 team, I think that's the only way the Pac-12 gets in. And then the Big 12 at this point can't have a one-loss champ. So basically Notre Dame would be compared against a one-loss SEC or Big Ten champ to get in, to get a second team in for the ACC. And I just think that's going to be very unlikely. So it kind of sucks, because it really means that first game didn't mean much. I think it's that rematch that's the committee is going to reward as far as the college football playoff.
Locally, for us, we have the University of Miami sitting at number 10, 7-1. I don't know that they can climb up in the top four. I'm not saying that. But theoretically, they have three games remaining. They could be playing for a New Year's Six bowl game, and you and your projections have them, I believe, at the Peach Bowl.
You know, it's funny. I just did them, and I don't remember where I have them.
well, no, I have
Cincinnati, BYU, and the Peach Bowl.
Oh, we did have.
I don't have Miami. I have Miami in the Orange Bowl.
Okay. We'll take that too. Then we don't have to travel.
Well, and that's partly one of the reasons. I mean, certainly, the selection committee as you guys know, that the teams that are not in the top four, and then they take the next highest ranked teams. So what I'm basing that on is Miami being the third highest ranked ACC team. So in my projections, I've got Clemson winning the rematch in the ACC title game, going to the college football playoff. I think Miami actually playing Notre Dame I don't have Miami in the New Year's Six. Sorry about that. I have Florida in the Orange Bowl. Here's the reason. Notre Dame, because they are an ACC member, as you guys know, the ACC gets an automatic berth into the Orange Bowl. So if Notre Dame does not make the college football playoff, and they are the highest ranked ACC team, they would go to the Orange Bowl. So I don't see Miami jumping Notre Dame. Now, here's where Miami gets screwed in this deal. If Notre Dame was an independent, then Miami would get the ACC bid to the Orange Bowl and would play Notre Dame, because the opponent of the Orange Bowl, as you guys know, is either the SEC, the Big Ten, or Notre Dame. Well, now that Notre Dame's considered an ACC member, Notre Dame's on the other side of the equation as an ACC member, and that actually drops Miami out of the New Year's Six. So if you obviously want Miami to get to a New Year's Six game, the best scenario is for Notre Dame to thump Clemson, and then hopefully Miami can jump Clemson in the final rankings, because Miami cannot be below both Clemson and Notre Dame and get to the Orange Bowl.
Oh, boy, we got a lot of work to do. I'll just take a 10-1 season.
That's right.
At least we're playing football. I remember where we were this summer. No one thought we would be playing.
Well, that's a big topic, and we're playing football and grinding through it. And Don and I have seen firsthand at the University of Miami what they've done. And I actually think it's been tremendous that we're playing football. I get a little perturbed when they say the percentage of canceled postponements, but a lot of those games are being made up. So I think at the end of the year, we're going to have more football than we thought.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And I'm, you know, look, I'm a, you know, news reporter. So when games are canceled, I report them, I tweet them out. And people like to bring up the, hey, why don't you list the games that are being played? Well, you know, look, I hope every game gets played, but when a game is not played, you know, you have to report it. And, you know, it's the same as a coach getting fired. It's the same as a game getting postponed by a hurricane or something else. You report about it. So, yeah, I agree. We've had, I think, 80 to 85% of the games have been played, but this is a unique season. I don't know if you guys were aware or not, but the Minnesota-Wisconsin game just got canceled. And what that means is Wisconsin is ineligible for the Big Ten title game because they don't play enough games. The Big Ten had a rule. You had to play 6 of 8 games. The most Minnesota can play right now is 5 games. So basically, Wisconsin can play is 5 games. So basically, Northwestern has basically clinched a bid to the Big Ten title game where they'll likely face Ohio State. So, yeah, there's some weird circumstances all over. And certainly the situation we talked about with the Orange Bowl, with Notre Dame being an ACC member, is basically what's going to keep Miami out of the Orange Bowl probably.
All right, so we go. You talk about news. The news this past week, at least in the ACC, was Florida State cancels the game. Or I'll let you report the news, but postponed. Dabo Swinney, you know, went off on it, and it got more attention probably than any postponement has gotten, at least that we've been made aware of. What brought all the attention to that, and what do you think happens?
Well, hopefully they can play the game on December 12th. That's still a possibility. You know, it's rare that both sides are right in a situation. But in this case, I think both sides were right. Florida State obviously was right in their minds and their decision to not play the game, because based on the protocols of the ACC with the guidelines and different information they had, they were within their rights to postpone the game. Clemson is also right in the fact that they're upset that this game wasn't played, because Clemson met all the protocols. The biggest issue is the ACC's protocols allowed this to happen. You should not have a team fly to another, to its opponent's town, and then determine literally 4 hours before kickoff. That's when they found out the game was postponed, that the team was coming down to breakfast at 8 a.m., noon kick. That's when they found out the game was not going to be played. So that was a screw-up by the ACC. However, with all that being said, the way Dabo has reacted to this whole thing has been a huge, huge loss on his part. I understand you address it. You fight for your team, you bring up your opinion, and that sort of thing. But this thing has gone on for 2 or 3 days now. I mean, he mentioned today, you know, he said, I'm not worried about what they say down in Tallahassee. I've been here 18 years. They've had 3 coaches in 4 years. I'm not worried about advice from down in Tallahassee.
That doesn't sound like him. You know what I mean? That doesn't sound like the guy that we used to know.
The aw shucks, little old Clemson. You know what it sounds like? It's Steve Spurrier. He's almost Spurrier-esque. But, yeah, it's, you know, look, it's unfortunate it happened. I understand Clemson's side of it and their right to be mad about this game not being played. I understand Florida State's side of it. They had every right to not play the game. Florida State is not backing out of the game, like Dabo has said. Florida State wants to play the game on December 12th. So we'll have to see what happens. I think in this whole thing, Florida State took the high road. Mike Norvell took the high road. Dabo Swinney took the lowest road possible. And I think everybody's kind of seeing it. And like, I agree with everything you said. You know, Dabo, what happened to the Dabo? The aw shucks were just little old Clemson. Now you're seeing kind of a different side to Dabo, and I don't think many people like it.
Well, if you look at him, though, too, if they're going to play that game on the 12th, That would mean the championship game, if they get in, it was what, the 19th? So instead of instead of him having possibly 2 weeks to get ready and rest his team up, he's going to be, you know, having to go back to back again.
Right. That's obviously, you know, that would be an issue there. And then, you know, Notre Dame, it appear, you know, but then again, Notre Dame does not have an open week. They're playing at Wake Forest. So neither team would have an open day before the game. So, you know, maybe he's looking further down the road thinking, well, we would have had an open date. We would have had the advantage of rest. Now there's no advantage there. But yeah, either way, I mean, you know, come on, it's everyone knows the situation we're in now. And for him to just continue to rail on Florida State, I mean, this should have been a one-day story. And here we are 3 days later, and we're still talking about it, and it's not going anywhere either.
All right, Brett, you've been gracious with your time. Thank you for joining us tonight. We're hoping that everybody gets to the finish line one way or the other this year. It's been a tough sledding, but I think it's been a great story that there has been college football, and hopefully we can get to the finish line and have some great moments in January. Thank you for being with us here tonight.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
That's Stadium College Football Insider Brett McMurphy. Join us. When we come back, we'll move our attention to the University of Miami, and we'll talk about the Canes' offensive line with offensive line coach Garen Justice coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.